Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. We're on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So it is truly, until you get informed, don't open your mouth. Yes, I know. You have a freedom of speech. I got all that. But seriously, folks, we've been talking about this. I talk about this every time there's a shooting. I told you when this went down that the story was going to change. Things were going to change. It just wasn't going to stop anytime soon. And was I correct? Anybody? Anybody want to give me any credit here? I mean, look, we went from an armed resource officer that was there to the fact that he was unarmed, to the fact that he wasn't there. So it's kind of like, well, which is it? What is it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let's get our information. That's what I say. Let's get our information straight. And you had Brian Kilmeade on Fox News today. He challenged one of his colleagues. He called out Lawrence Jones for basically defending the Texas police. And there is no defense. I got to tell you, the more and more I read, and I love our policemen. Don't get me started. I love our police. Right? There's bad police everywhere, just like there's bad teachers. I mean, every group has some people that are just not right for the job. Can you give me that? So, Kilmeade, I guess they were talking about this, and Jones issued a full-throated defense of the police in Texas and said that the Associated Press was reporting that law enforcement had tried to stop parents from saving their kids and that officers had failed to breach the building were untrue. The Texas Department of Public Safety now admits that the gunman was not stopped by the school security and was allowed to access Robe Elementary School through an unlocked door. The gunman was inside the classroom for at least 40 minutes before a Border Patrol agent was able to take him out. A Border Patrol agent, not the police. Right? But Jones, and again, this is how you put the story together. Jones said, for people to not understand the makeup of this area, a lot of the people that live here, a lot of the law enforcement that live here, kids went to that school. They were going not only to get the community kids, but to get their own kids. Federal agents, kids to the school, local cops, kids go to the school. They did everything in their power. One of the teachers had died. And this is going to be revealed with an investigation. She called her husband, who is also law enforcement. Sadly, as he's rushing to get to the scene, he did not make it soon enough. The suggestion that the AP would put out this report is just untrue, uncalled for, and ridiculous. But videos clearly show that the parents pleading with police to storm the school, even as gunfire was ringing out from inside the building. Instead, the police threatened to arrest moms and dads that were placed, at least one, and placed one woman in custody. Ridiculous. There's also reports that some officers ran into the school only to save their own children. Again, ridiculous. That one I find hard to believe. Kilmeade and his colleagues on Fox and Friends had every right to call out Jones. Instead of apologizing, Jones doubled down on a Friday program and said, hey, law enforcement officers were not just great PR people. There's no way in the situation. I've been through numerous active shooter situations, he said. When guns are blazing in the room, where you have hostages in the room, it's tough. Kilmeade kind of interrupted him, did interrupt him, pushed back and called out police for spewing flat-out fiction. That's not communication. That's a lie, he said. Now, again, the story has changed several times. Have any of you noticed that? And I don't, you know, you want to be able to trust these people. You want to be able to make sure you get the real information. But look, honestly, it happens on a regular basis. And especially when we're pushing for information before we actually have it. Before we actually know what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's the only way we win these things. You know, otherwise we lose big time. I've asked Pastor David Hegg to join me after the break. And the reason behind is, you know, I'm hearing people say, you know, where's God? Why wasn't he involved? Why didn't he save our kids? I would tend to probably be more harsh than he will be. Because my attitude is, you don't want anything to do with God. You poo-poo people who believe in God. You make fun of prayer. I mean, I can go on and on and on, and you don't care. You just flat out don't care. And by the way, for the record, there were over 5 million NRA members. Now, one of them have committed a mass shooting. Explain that, please. Someone's going to be back in a few minutes.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trust Link Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. So get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution is really what I want you to be. I want you involved to the point where, you know, before you start spewing stuff, you know, I was talking earlier about the shooting. We didn't jump right into it that night. Our hearts and prayers went out to those people. I really want to make sure that people, understand. And if you don't believe in prayer, I don't know what to tell you. But our hearts and prayers go out to those people, to those families. I can't stop saying that you can only imagine what it's like to go home to this situation. Because it's not true. You will never know. I mean, some of you may have been through it. But you won't know what it's like
when your little daughter, your little son, or what have you, is no longer in the bed in the other room, and you go home to that empty house, empty room, a little less noise. So pray for them. You tell them how much you love them. I think it's sometimes you just can't look at them and go, I can only imagine, because you can't. That's just a Joeism, though. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. David Haig joins me, Pastor David Haig. We've had him on the show several times. I need to have him on a little bit more. Some of you have been asking a question. I've been watching it on Facebook and other places. You know, for those of us who do believe in God, where was God? What's going on? Why would he allow this to happen? I love to throw these deep and heavy questions on Pastor Haig, because I know he can answer them. But Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, it's always my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for letting me be on.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is a question. I don't believe it to be a gotcha question by any stretch. People are, Christians and non-Christians alike, are sitting there saying, look, we lost 19 little precious ones, 19 little kids. Where was God in all of this? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the first thought is that nobody can make this to be a good thing. You know, I mean, there are certain philosophers who will say, well, you know, something good will come out of everything. You know, everything has a purpose. Bottom line is, these children were shot. And we see this happen all, you know, often, because if you look back through the history of mankind, evil plays a huge part in this world. And, you know, if you're going to ask the question where God is, God's where he's always been. He is overseeing all of life. He is overseeing all of creation. He's overseeing all of history. And yet into that history, back, if you believe the Bible, which I do, back in the Garden of Eden, he created everything very good, and he told Adam and Eve, look, don't eat from that tree, because when you do, you're going to become your own standard of what's good and bad. And so they did, they disobeyed, and that sin brought all we know into this world that's broken. And so the real question is, why would God create a universe in which there is evil? This is one of the great objections that is often thrown up. It's probably the greatest objection that anybody can throw up to the idea that there is a transcendent being who has created all things and to whom we're all, you know, responsible and accountable. So the typical problem of evil goes like this. If God is strong enough, powerful enough to erase all evil and doesn't, then he must be mean. On the other hand, if he'd like to erase all evil but can't, that means he is not all-powerful. So the traditional problem of evil, as some would state it, is that God is either mean or weak, but if either one of those is true, then there's no way he could be the God of the Bible. But the better understanding of it is that God created all things, and the question is, why would he create a universe with evil in it? And so, you know, we'd have to say, if those of us who believe in God and believe Genesis 1:1, where, you know, in the beginning he created heaven and earth, he's created all things, we'd have to ask ourselves, well, if this is the best of all possible universes that God could have created, complete with evil, I mean, think about it, if there was a better one, and he's God, he would have created it, but he created this one. And that means that he created a universe in which evil isn't just existent, but it plays a prominent role. And yet we know that it comes into his creation, not because he put it there, but because of mankind's disobedience. And so what you have in this situation is that you have a young man who, for whatever reasons, and we still don't know all that has happened and why, that young man decided that he would do evil. He would play up to the evil that it was in his heart, and he would consider his actions, in his mind, to be appropriate. And so we have lies, we have sin, we have evil, and still, why did God allow that? Well, because he has built a creation in which his glory is going to be displayed. How? By bringing redemption, bringing salvation, bringing change through his son, Jesus Christ. There is no answer for the presence of evil if you don't believe that God's great answer to it is his redemption, his salvation. And so we preach the gospel, and we say that it's not going to change the evil in this world, but it can certainly change the evil in people's hearts. And it can certainly change the punishment that everybody is heading for if they reject what God offers, and that is salvation. I just I recently posted an article by Newt Gingrich on my Facebook, and I don't usually go on Facebook. But he looked at it, and he said the same thing I'm saying, is that what we have is a culture where secularism has replaced spirituality, where the sovereignty of the human self has replaced any accountability to God. And when you do that, you wipe out any ethical norms. You know, the Ten Commandments say you shouldn't kill. But when you throw out the Ten Commandments, when you throw out the God who wrote the Ten Commandments, you throw out the moral standard, the norming norm for a civil society. And the further and further we get away from the honesty and the integrity and the ethical standards that I believe the Bible holds up, the more of this we're going to see. This isn't about guns. This is about hearts. It's about evil hearts who do evil things because the world in which they live is evil.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I had a friend of mine. We're going to run out of time, so I'm not going to read it in this segment. But a friend of mine sent me something the other day, and it was so right on. It was 100%. Home run, and it's something that even our Christian brothers and sisters don't talk about much. They'd rather go after the gun, they'd rather go after that kind of thing, as opposed to what this truly is all about. The laws won't make the changes. Ten Commandments didn't pull it off for people who supposedly who believed, and they couldn't make it happen.
Well, here's the rule I live by.
I'll hold it for the after the break.
If
you can remember. Okay, Joe Messina, your host.
I'll work on it.
A lot more after the break. We'll be right back.
Have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate, and I'm absolutely livid about that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, when talking to reporters on Friday regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre, the governor continues with a promise to everyone who lost a loved one in Uvalde.
My expectation is that the law enforcement leaders do that are leading the investigations, which includes the Texas Rangers and the FBI, they get to the bottom of every fact.
The U.S. and Taiwan are reportedly planning economic discussions despite warnings from China. Taiwan officials saying the two countries could start talking in a few weeks. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you don't want to hear your voice. joe@therealside.com. Look, with everything that's gone down this week, we are not afraid of God here. We're not afraid of Jesus here on this show. And many of you have been asking questions like, where is God? What happened to God? Why wasn't he involved? Why didn't he intervene here? And I'm bringing Pastor Haig on with me here in a second. But the bottom line is, from my point of view, is where are you? God's where he's always been. Have you invited him in? Do you ask him for protection? Do you pray to him about things? Do you ask him to protect your soul? What are you doing? God isn't somebody you just cry out to in the moment because they don't have the right cheeseburger for you at McDonald's. It's not what it's all about. And yeah, my heart, I hurt for these families. I can't even imagine what it feels like. But there's only one that can heal that hurt. But for you to sit there and question where God is in all of this, have you questioned where he is in other things in your life? Have you brought him into other things in your life? And this is exactly why they don't allow me to be a pastor. So I bring Pastor David Haig on with me from time to time. Pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. Pastor Haig, always love when you're on with me.
Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate that. You know, when we were ending, I was about to give you a principle that I really believe in, and it's that internal compliance is always better than external compulsion. And what we're seeing in our society right now is that there's nothing to be compliant to except self. We've got people saying, I'm going to change my identity in terms of gender. I'm going to change all my identities, you know, with regard to sexuality, and that's going to be who I am. It used to be that we had a certain set of standards, ethical standards, and all ethical standards are based on some truth. The truth, for instance, that I shouldn't steal my neighbor's car. And so that truth that we all know in our heart of hearts, in our conscience, keeps us then not only from stealing the car, but it also causes us to see a society where stealing someone's car is wrong. So what's happened is we are taking sledgehammer to what I call these norming norms. What right is, what wrong is, what male is, what female is, what good is, what evil is. And so what we're doing is we're just knocking down all the fences that in some way kept us in check. I do believe in external compulsion, external, you know, power that says you got to keep the speed limit, you can't kneel your
can steal your neighbor's car. You can't go into a school and shoot little kids or anybody, anywhere. That's tragic. It's terrible. But instead of asking where was God, the question is, why do we have a society that more and more and more is allowing people to think that that's a good thing? It's not. It's all about ethics. It's about the moral heart of our nation. And we've lost it. We're in the process of losing it.
I want to interrupt you because we're being taught on a regular basis, our kids are as well, that there is no right and wrong. If it feels good, and I know this is an old cliche, but it's so true nowadays, if it feels good, do it. If it's good for you, then do it. And it's what, you know, it's what we've been teaching them. Now, I was going to ask you this question. You think about something, in the 50s or 60s, we actually taught gun safety in schools. There were actually guns in schools. And we taught kids how to safely, handle them, if you would, if they should find one, or even if they were shooting one. Nobody ever that I knew of, and I grew up with guns around the house, I grew up with guns, period. No matter how mad I got at my teacher, at my friends, at the guy who stole my girlfriend, never was there a thought in my mind, I need to go home and get that gun and teach that kid a lesson. What has happened?
Yeah.
Have values changed that much?
Yeah, well, and we're actually not just not producing the right standards, but we're actually producing the wrong standards. When you have protesters, like we did a year ago, who are setting fire to buildings out of what they consider to be their right of protest, when you have people right now who are spray painting terrible things and saying terrible things to the Supreme Court justices because of a supposed ruling that hasn't even come down yet, you are beginning to see that there are groups of people who believe it's the high road to destroy property, to break the peace, to disturb neighborhoods, to do all kinds of things, because they think that's the right way to protest. So when violence is equated as the right way to protest something you don't like, well, what do you think is going to happen to the impressionable young kids who you add into it, the fact that they have no ethical training, nobody's telling them what's right or wrong. They see the adults from both political parties, doing things that neither one of us would want our kids to do, and we're just growing up in that society. So for that reason, the church has to be the place. And I know that right now the other big story is that the Southern Baptist Convention has admitted pretty far-reaching sexual abuse by those who are pastors and those who are executives. And I fully expect that what's going to happen now, I saw New York Times opinion poll or opinion column where they said, Christians have always been horrible. They're all hypocritical. So we're just seeing that they're going to start attacking anything and everything that even has a chance to hold back this onslaught of unethical behavior that our kids are seeing being modeled and are being taught.
Yeah, but it's not just society. I have to say, because I have friends, Christian friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, that are also not modeling, God's word, God's love to their kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some of them are high profile. And, Joe, you and I have heard this saying a lot, all politics is local. Well, what? All morality should be local. It starts in the home. I mean, we can trace this thing all the way back to the idea that the economy in Southern California, at least, has gotten so bad that both parents have to work. And that leaves the kids being, raised not by people who maybe, love them and have a position in their life to show them what's right and wrong, but by someone that's being paid to keep them from hurting themselves until 6 o'clock when mom and dad come back. And I know that this is a necessity in people's lives, but little by little by little, we're losing the home as the basis for moral instruction, for ethical building. We're losing the idea that people come into this world, kids do, and they don't know what's right and wrong. They're going with their feelings. And we as parents have to shape them into people that are going to be good contributory citizens in this world, who don't steal, who don't do drugs, who don't hurt other people, who love their neighbors, and I would tell you, who love God
and realize that their lives are being played out before the Almighty and they're accountable to Him. And when they live that way and they accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, what they find out is that their lives work. They thrive. And even in adversity, they know where to turn because they have trust in the God who is there.
You know, it's, you and I think we've talked about this in the past, which was in my day growing up, you know, way back when before electricity, we as a family got together every Sunday. There was accountability in the family, and there was love in the family. There was accountability in the family. You were with these people. So it was a whole different upbringing, a whole different animal. You know, when I was talking about, you know, what's happened to the boys or what's happened when you can have guns in the school and nobody gets shot, and yet today it's out of control. And let me build on that a little bit. We're Christians or conservatives, whatever you want to call us. We're voting in abortionists. We're voting in people that allow kids at 12 years old to make their own decisions on medical procedures, if you would. And our kids have no absolutes anymore. You know, I don't know if you heard this, but there's teachers in some of the schools now, they're not calling the kids' mother and father their parents. They're calling them their caregivers. That's a new term that they're using.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, my God, these children have absolutely no absolutes in their lives, do they?
Well, what's happened, you know, I've been trying to figure out where in history the church, the real church, those who truly are following Jesus Christ and are shaping their lives according to His morality, to His ethics, to what the transformation of the gospel can really look like in a life. When that church was in the same situation we're in now, and you got to go all the way back to the second century, they're in the middle of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire sees them as a threat, even as our society sees us as a threat.
Oh,
we'll
talk
about it after the break.
Maybe I'll have you do the show. Joe Massini, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, real quick, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it so some of us who've been squelched on social media outlets, not able to make money there anymore. Mike is helping us out, and here's how he does it. Head up there. If you use promo code Joe, MyPillow.com on the way out, use promo code Joe. You'll save 50 to 60%. Some of the items are 2-for-1. I've got the slippers. I love them. We got the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases. I'm telling you, the products are great. And two things. One is he's keeping American people working. The money stays in this country. And, you know, just everybody wins all the way around. Seriously. So give some thought to that as you're out there, you know, coming up in the summer. A lot of people change their sheets and they change things in and around their bedrooms. Check it out. Doesn't cost you anything to peruse it. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, and we all win. Pastor David Haig joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. He's a pastor of a large church up in northern Los Angeles County. And before I cut you loose, Pastor, to give us some thoughts here,
yeah.
I want to read to you quickly. It took me about a minute and a half. A friend of mine sent me this. He's a brother in Christ. And, you know, he's heard my show and other shows, and he said he wanted to say this. He says, did you know that no form of gun laws can stop mass killings or even put a dent in the rise of violent crimes? He said, let me repeat that in case you missed it. No form of gun laws can stop mass killings or even put a dent in the rise of violent crimes. He said, I'm truly disgusted by the gun control being the first response to senseless murders, whether a mass shooting or a single person fatality. More legislation can't fix the moral depravity that has become increasingly without restraint in our global society. No government grant or program can reduce violent crimes. The program is not a lack of adequate gun laws. The problem is a lack of the fear of the Lord in a world, in world society that has by the majority become hostile against the very God who created the world. He says, indeed, our world society, not only America, has become a cesspool for every wickedness under the sun, celebrating and advertising rebellion to God in many forms. He goes on to say, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. He said, if we truly want to defeat this death culture that grips our nation, we must turn to the giver of life who has himself defeated death, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the light. And the reason that hit home so much is I've been screaming about the fact that we keep looking to the government to fix this. We keep turning our back on God and look at the government to fix this, when in reality we need to turn back to God. It's the only way to fix this. And I would hope, I believe
absolutely.
That you agree with that line of thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but what does the church do now?
Well, I'm probably going to go a little different direction. I think the first thing the church has to do is be a good example of the right kind of living and the right kind of loving and the right kind of belief. If you go all the way back to the second century, so that'd be the 100s for those who don't remember their history. By the time the 100s roll around, all the apostles are dead, right? John's the last one. All the little churches are very little. They're spread throughout the Roman Empire. It's a very young church. And the Roman Empire is very much suspect of this little group for this reason. The Roman Empire is pluralistic, and they say, you know, you can worship any god you want to as long as you also worship the emperor and get involved in all of the pagan rituals that make the body politic work in Rome. And these folks won't do it. So you have all these apologists, these defenders, Irenaeus, Justin Martyr, all these guys, Polycarp. And they are writing treatises defending the church. They're not really, they're powerless to change the Roman Empire, except by influence. And what we need right now in America is for the church to quit thinking that the only way to change society is through politics. One of the ways we've got to buttress our politics is to be better people. If we love Jesus, if we think he is the Lord of our lives, then we ought to be better people. And so what happens in the second century, or in the first second century, is that the church, they start saying, okay, we're going to be people of truth, and we're going to live it out. We're going to be examples of identity, that our identity is in Christ. That's the most important thing about us. That rules out all kinds of racism. It rules out all kinds of anger and wrath and unethical behavior and mean-spirited speech. It means that we love our neighbors. In the second century, the church would go around and find babies that were thrown out. The Roman Empire, if you didn't want your kid, you just left him outside. The church actually went and got them and raised them, and that's where this whole thing of adoption really got its start. And then the third thing the church has to do is we have to actually provide a community that loves each other, that takes care of each other, that is a safe place. That's going to make us then, the fourth thing, we got to be people of hope. One of the things I'm most discouraged about is when I see Christians who are just throwing up their hands and moving away and in panic and this is horrible. Look, we are to fix our hope on the grace that we brought to us in Jesus Christ. We have everything that God is wanting to give us, even in the midst of adversity. So if we are truthful people and we understand who we are and we're living out the community of love that we're supposed to be without shaving the edges off our truth, I do think we should shave the edges off our rhetoric, but never shave the edges off our truth. That's going to put us, number five, in a place of influence. Because I believe in our society, Joe, and you believe this too, people are looking for something that is sure, that is true. With this COVID thing, then, are masks good or bad? It's just a symptom of the fact that you can look at the news, you can read, or you can watch two different or three different opinions, depending on the broadcast organization that you're watching. But what's right? Well, the nice thing is, we know that the Bible is God's Word. We live by it, we love by it, we learn it, and even in times of adversity, we know who we are. And but here's the thing. By the 4th century in the Roman Empire, that little church won the day because Christianity not only became a legal religion, it became the preferred religion of Constantine. How'd they do that? They didn't do it with an armed uprising. They didn't do it by overthrowing the government. They did it by being the church, and their influence spread from neighborhood to neighborhood, and suddenly the emperor said, hey, Christianity makes better people. That's our goal. We have to show that who we are in the neighborhood, loving Christ makes us better people. That's what we're not doing enough of.
Yeah, there's a lot there to unpack, but you're right. I mean, seriously, but being the Boston Bulldog that I can be sometimes, I keep coming back to our brothers and sisters who really need to live out what they believe. They really need to look at whether you get it from the pastor. A lot of people, whether they get it from the pastor or not, they need to study. They need to understand. They need to step out of what they believe and not blame the pastor for their woes.
Well, they need to. I mean, I'll just be honest. There are a lot of churches that aren't doing anything for the people who go to them.
Right.
I'm just saying that they go to the church, they sing a song that makes them feel good, not one that teaches deep theology or any ethics. Then they have social time, they hear a sermonette for Christianettes, you know, about this or that, but they're not going through the Bible systematically. They're not being told, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12. They're not understanding that we're justified through faith, but we're sanctified in a cooperative work with the Holy Spirit within us through the Word and the Spirit. They're not learning. I mean, if you look at Christianity as a lifestyle and as a worldview, many, many people who claim to love Jesus Christ have not adopted the worldview. Consequently, you've got them, you know, they're rather blasé about abortion. They're rather blasé about unjust financial policies. They're rather blasé about the way that the left is trying to get us to put the environment ahead of the Creator who made it. There's all this that is part of a biblical worldview, and at Grace Baptist Church, we're bringing worldview education back into the church for our kids and for ourselves, and that's going to be our contribution here in little Santa Clarita, California.
You know, my hot button is when somebody with a brother in Christ tells me that abortion is a political issue. I just want to blow my eyeballs out.
Yeah, there's no self-respecting Christian who can actually believe that. If they, you know, they're playing with a closed mind and a closed Bible if they actually think it's that politics and ethics aren't, you know, two sides of the same coin. Because everything is built on truth. What is truth? Is there a human being inside the womb? It's not the woman's body. That's my body, my choice thing is ridiculous. That's not your body. You didn't come equipped with a fetus. No, that's that person's body. And then when they say, you know, my choice, I want to tell them, look, you had a choice when you decided to copulate. And now you're wanting to do whatever you want to do without any of the consequences. We wouldn't let our kids do that. We don't even let people drive without seatbelts.
All right, listen, we're up against time. Can't stretch the clock. Quickly, where can they find more of your writing?
Yeah, you can go to davidwhaig.com. You can also go on Audible. All my books are on Audible. Just look up H-E-G-G. That's my last name. There's The Obedience Option is a great book. I narrated it myself. And then When My Heart Is Faint, another great book.
We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming.